Hi, this is Jackie Wicks with Peer Trainer, and of course I'm here with Joshua Wayne. And this week is a really special week because we were talking about all the things that we want to go into for the second half of this program. And what we had realized was that we kept getting emails over and over from people saying, the information is so great, but I'm having trouble keeping up. I want to learn so badly, and I want to integrate all of this in my life. And I just want it to happen right now. And what we remembered and what we knew was important for this next session was for you to take a rest day. Think of it like when you're working out and you're in your workout regimen and you've been doing, you've been going really hard and you've been making sure that you're getting out there, whether you're strength training, whether you're running, whatever it is you choose to do, and how important it is to always take the rest day. This is exactly what we're talking about in this program. This session is going to be your rest session so that you can get a chance to integrate all of the lessons. You get your mind has made connections, and you really need to fuse that, and you need a rest time to be able to fuse that. You know, what's so interesting about taking rest time is this. I get so many emails from people that say, I've been working out so hard and I'm not losing weight. And of course, we've talked about the increase in vegetables, but something very interesting has also happened that I've seen over and over, and it's actually personally happened to me. Whenever I take off working out for a complete week, I really completely rest. Maybe I'll do some breathing, or maybe I'll even do a tiny bit of meditation, but I'm not actually moving my body in any sort of vigorous manner. I end up losing weight that week. It's almost like my body has taken the time to, no pun intended, digest all of the great things that I've been giving it. And, of course, you could say that I've been eating less or doing different things, but the result is undeniable that when you do take a rest, you let your body integrate all of the things. And this is what we're going to focus on this week, taking all the lessons that you've been learning. I mean, you've been in this for a while now, and it's really important to have this rest session so that you can put that your mind, it's almost like your subconscious mind, has a chance to put all of this together.
It's almost like, you know, if you had a really busy week at work and you've got all these files and papers on your desk, it's sort of like that time to take all those papers and start filing them and organizing them, putting them in piles, some things you know you can throw out, some things you got to keep, maybe make a note or two that you're going to come back to, or just file it away in your file cabinet. And really the word that keeps coming up as we were discussing this is integration. You know, and it's really, if you think of sports too, we think about sports and training and people that are these peak athletes and the incredible condition they're in, but what we often forget is that rest and downtime is actually a critical part of the whole training process. Like they have specific days in the week and they do a whole cycle, sometimes even a whole week in the middle of training where they just rest their body. It's time to go back and review the playbook so that you can really, like I said before, integrate and look at what you've been doing and what's been working well and where you need to tweak some things.
And this is extremely important, especially because we all know when we want that goal and we want to get somewhere where we want to go, we almost feel a sense of guilt when you take any time off. We almost define it as taking time off, and you know,
I was being lazy by not doing it.
Exactly, or I took that time off, and that's why I got to where I am right now, and I have to really focus to get to this new place where I want to go. And because we put that pressure on ourselves, we actually are we're going opposite from the direction that we want to go, because we're not taking seriously that this is also an important component, letting your body integrate and letting your mind rest.
And it's easy to become an extension of that beating yourself up that we've talked about so many times before. If I'm not doing everything I possibly can, if I'm not working out 4 or 5 days a week, if I'm not pushing myself, if I'm not really stretching myself in my diet, then I'm just, you know, there's something, I'm just not doing what I should be doing, going back to that whole should conversation that we had a few weeks ago. So there's a question that I really want you to focus on, and it's a kind of question that probably most people will think about for like a moment and then move on really quickly from. Most people don't spend much time really letting themselves think about this question. So if you like to journal, or if you just like to, however you reflect and think about things, I want you to actually carve out out, I don't care if it's 5 minutes, but I want you to carve out like a really specific period of time where you actually sit down and think about this. And the question is, what am I doing well? And again, I don't want you just to call this one in. I want you to really think about it, because most of us don't learn. We don't learn to notice for the things that we're doing well. What we notice is the things that we aren't doing well, and then we beat ourselves up about it. And so the really key thing here, the key message here, is that where you put your attention is where you're going to get your results. If you focus on the things that are working, and you've heard us talk about this before, but I want to go into it again. If you focus on the things that are working, you start to train your brain to notice for those things more and more, as opposed to the things that aren't working. So, and there's a lot of different ways you can think about this. You know, if you have the mistake we've talked about, if you have a mistake that you're really at an important choice point when you make the mistake. If you go to Five Guys and you eat a bacon cheeseburger and French fries, you know, there's a couple ways you're going to go with that. You can sit there and go, why did I eat that? And you can wake up the next morning going, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Why did I eat that? And focusing on the past and the history and the thing that you did and beating yourself up about it. But there's a different way you can go about thinking about it. You could also turn it into, all right, so what can I eat that I love and is easy and is healthy? How do you put your attention and going in a different direction? Because again, where you put your attention is where you're going to get your results. If you focus on the thing you did that wasn't so good, you just keep reinforcing in your brain and in your mind and in your emotions that I screwed up, that I did that, as opposed to redirecting your attention towards something in the future and changing and moving in a direction that's going to be positive and healthy. So focusing on, just for instance, what can I eat? What can I eat today? What's the one thing I can put in my plate today that I love and is easy and is healthy? And then you can build on that and do it again tomorrow. So the thing is this, another really interesting point to think about here, and we all do this, and in fact, in some ways it's so prominent in our culture, and we have to start to train ourselves to think in a different way. So consider for a second this idea. Your brain doesn't understand how to not do things. I'll say it again. Your brain doesn't understand how to not do things. It only understands doing things. So for instance, let's say if I said to you, don't think of a pink elephant, what are you going to think about? The only thing you can think about when I say that is a pink elephant.
Or, exactly.
Your mind's going to go to an elephant. You can't. You even to get to the red elephant, you probably first have to reference a pink elephant to try and then shift your thinking to something else. So when we say to ourselves, don't do this, or if someone else says to you, don't do this, like one of the classic examples, and I worked with teens for so many years, that always comes to me is this message of don't do drugs, don't do drugs, don't do drugs, just say no to drugs. But having worked with so many teens that were struggling with that, think about it for a second. What's the message that they hear over and over again? Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. We keep reinforcing and bringing their attention to exactly the point, to the place that we think we want them to avoid. And it really is kind of the same with diet. Don't eat French fries. Don't eat cheesecake. Don't go to the drive-thru. But what's the message that we keep sending ourselves? Because the brain doesn't understand not doing something. The brain only understands doing things. So when you say don't eat French fries, all you're putting into your mind is the image of French fries. Or don't eat the cheesecake. All you're doing is putting into your mind that image of cheesecake.
And what's interesting is many times those fries have also in the past been linked to other foods. So even if you're suggesting don't eat French fries, and in the past you ate French fries and you had a cheeseburger with it and you had a large Coke, maybe your brain has heard don't eat French fries, but because it was associated, so deeply associated with other particular things, for example, that hamburger and that Coke, you might end up saying, okay, well, don't eat fries. All of a sudden you find yourself thinking about a cheeseburger, and maybe you hadn't even thought about it in such a long time.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's sort of like a domino effect. Like the French fries just flick that domino down, and there's a whole crescendo of the cheeseburger and the Frank or the shake or the Coke or whatever it is.
Exactly. When you were saying don't do drugs, the first thing that had always been associated in my mind was drugs, alcohol. Suddenly I had thought about alcohol, and where did that even come from? It was so deeply associated together.
Right. So the message here is just being starting to become really vigilant. And actually, I know most of you are really vigilant already, and that's why you're in this program and you are an advanced level. But just a reminder that we all need to hear about being really disciplined about what kind of messages we send ourselves, and being disciplined about what kind of where we put our focus and where we put our attention. So then the last thing is just to go back to the basics, just really going back to some of the most simple and fundamental things we talk about. You know, Jackie, you were talking about, you know, when you're at such an advanced level, it's so easy sometimes to get overwhelmed with all the things that you could be doing.
Absolutely. And what happens is, again, when you're at this level, you know so much, and you try to tackle things sometimes in almost more of a you go about it so strong. And you go about it in the ways that you had usually used when, frankly, you were failing a long time ago. And you sort of forget what the basics were. You forget that, wow, when I first started on this, I took one step at a time. I remembered that this was something new and this was a new direction I wanted to go. And so when you're going back to the basics, many times you just want to take one thing at a time, many times because I happen to know a lot about exercise now. I end up saying, okay, I'm going to try this new sport. And I forget to just even take one step. I think, well, I'm good at tennis and I have a certain amount of aerobic capacity now. I'm just going to go out there and, you know, swim a lot longer than I normally know that my body is really at the level to do that. So when you go back to the basics, again, you just want to take those great habits that you've used to get to where you want to go, and you just want to take one step forward. Sometimes, and I want to tell you, especially at this stage of the game, there's no big psychological reason of why you're going off track or maybe why you're not going as fast as you want to. Sometimes it's really a case of being bored. And it means that, okay, well, sure, I've been making this particular salad, or I know this soup, or I've been doing this workout. Many times this is not just about getting off a plateau. This is about really getting some new ideas. Sometimes a new recipe is fantastic. Just one new recipe can take you to a new place, or one new workout that you're doing, or even when Joshua is suggesting breathing. Sometimes when you're at this stage, you really just need a new idea. It doesn't have to be